When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and I welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. Best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com, N-O-R-W-A-L-K, marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And I have to say, despite the fact that it is a pretty gloomy, rainy morning here in the great Pacific Northwest, it's bright and sunny here in the studio because I'm really excited about the show today. And we have a full studio, as always. Animal World production engineer Mike Robergent here. Good morning, right, Mike?
Good morning.
Did you float across the lake on your way in this morning? It's kind of wet.
Let's just
out
say
there.
We were all hydroplaning across the lake.
Hydroplaning yeah. across the lake. Okay. Did you come over I-90?
Always. Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah.
That's my bridge of choice. It's cheaper.
Well, yeah, I hear
Although,
you.
Although next week they've been closing the closing down different lanes on the bridge just about every other week. So I do 520 a lot too.
Well,
but
right.
they're weekend rates. So
I still
better.
Haven't gotten a good to go pass. I got to figure out how to do
Easy
that.
Easy to do. Only yeah. way to go.
Well, if one remembers to do it.
Well, but all you got to do is remember once you set up your account and you put a refill notice on it so it automatically refills it as you draw down.
Oh,
and then
okay.
you never have to worry about it again. And it works for 520 or 405 or Tacoma Narrows, State Route 167, anywhere where they have high occupancy lane tolls.
Huh. Well, that makes sense. Although I know I need to get one, but being old school, you know, I haven't crossed the 520 bridge since there was a toll on it.
Put it on your list, and you yeah. should cross the 520 bridge.
I know.
Amazing! What a project!
Yeah, of course, I admit, you know, everybody knows how old I am when I talk about this stuff, but I remember way back when it was first built.
Sure.
And there was a toll.
Yeah.
But the toll was 35 cents.
Then it went down to a quarter, and then to a dime.
Yeah.
If exactly. you were high occupancy.
And because I remember driving across the bridge and fruiting around trying to get my coins out, and then you'd actually they didn't have all this electronic stuff. There were toll booths
and toll people.
There were receptacles, metal receptacles at some point. So I remember you'd drive in and you'd throw your change into the thing.
Our slugs.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there was people cheated.
We're definitely dating ourselves.
Yeah, we are.
But that's
anyway,
okay.
So that's my kind of toll. All right. We'll get one sooner or later. Okay, then. So Kathy Southwick, Animal World's lead call screener, is here, but she's not by herself in the Mood studio. She's here right next to me. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. It's nice to be here.
Yeah, it's nice. I'm glad to have you in the studio.
Lonely.
Yeah, and that is because you're in the studio, because we've got such a great show going on today that we are going to be talking most of the time. And since you don't need to be on the phone and we've got such interesting guests, that you want to join us here in the studio so you can also be part of the interview.
It's
and
good.
Speaking of our interesting guests, I am delighted to welcome for the first time into the studio Zach and Haley Abbey, the lead farmers or caretakers of the Ananda Farms up on Kameno Island. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And it's great to have you here, and I appreciate you guys getting up early. Of course, you guys are probably really early risers anyway because you're farmers, right?
For the most part.
What time do you guys get up in the morning on a regular basis?
Depends on the season.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've been sleeping in a little bit.
So what's sleeping in to you guys?
7 o'clock.
Oh, okay. So when you're summer and it's really busy, or spring, when then you get up way earlier than that, I would imagine.
It gets light so early. It's light before 5 in the summer. So
you get up with that. Cool.
Sometimes.
All right. Well, we're going to be spending the show with Zach and Haley today. We're going to find out all about the Ananda Farms up on Camino Island and what they're doing up there. It's quite an amazing story. And then there's a lot of things that you need to know about in terms of the type of farming they do. And you can get involved with the CSA, which is... What is CSA? Community Sustained Agriculture? Is that what CSA is?
Community
Supported Agriculture. Community Supported Agriculture, which there are local CSAs around lots of areas in the country, especially in our area, where you can pay so much money, and then every week you pick up fruits and vegetables. And you all know that I did that last year with a local CSA because I'm too far away from the Camino Farm. But for those of you that are within distance, and we'll talk about all of that and let you know how you can participate in the great farm dinners, and we're going to cover all of that today. But before we get started, I wanted to let you know that I've got one recall that I need to tell you about, and there's one animal-related event happening today, so I'll give you that information. We will do current events sometime during today's show. We'll shoot for our normal timing of about 10:50, and that's more likely to happen this week than most, because I hope to be able to stick to the schedule. And then we will do... Well, see, that's why we did a mic check, because you'll have to do a Missing Link giveaway at some time during the show. And Missing Link is our wonderful... a supplement that you can feed to dogs and cats, and there's stuff for birds and poultry, and oh, as a matter of fact, I think I gave you guys some Missing Link to try with the Ananda chickens.
You did, yeah.
And so we'll find out if did you ever try it with them?
We put it in their water.
Ah.
And
I mixed it in. I've mixed it in with their grain.
Uh huh.
I can't say that we've done it enough to know for sure, but they sure gobbled the grain up.
Because and that's the new. It's a relatively new formula for the poultry, city chickens and stuff, and farm chickens too. But the other folks that I've given it to try with their chickens have just had rave reviews on how much the chickens really like it, and then how much healthier they seem as a result. So
we
seems to be good
go
stuff.
Go home and use it tonight, for sure.
All right, yeah. Now that you're reminded.
Re-inspired.
Yeah. Well, and that, of course, you guys have been gone for a while, so. But we'll talk about all that stuff. So let's see. Then I'm going to give you phone numbers so you can jot them down, because when it's time for the Missing Link giveaway, I will let you know the Missing Link words of the day, and then you pick up your phone and you give us a call and tell Kathy the Missing Link words of the day, and then you get to pick what version of Missing Link you'd like sent to your doorstep. So jot these numbers down. I can't promise that we're going to open phone lines for your calls and questions for Zach and Haley. We should have some time in the last hour for that. So jot the phone numbers down when it's time to call in. Local number 425-373-5527. And toll-free is 1-888-298-5569. And you can shoot us an email anytime during the show to the Animal World email address. And that is pretty simple. AnimalWorldLive@Hotmail.com. AnimalWorldLive@Hotmail.com. And golly whiz, I think it's time to start the show. What do you think, Kath?
I think it's time.
Okay, is everybody ready? All right, because you guys might think, well, gee, we've been on the air for like 10 minutes now. But it's not official until we honor and invoke the presence of the saint that has been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. And that, of course, would be Saint Francis. And it's also Sunday morning. So we do a couple little Saint Francis prayers to get this going. We have a short one for our animal friends and a little longer one for us humans, because we need a little more help. So the first one is the prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. And now for us humans, it's the St. Francis of Assisi Peace Prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. All righty, we are now official. Okay, so let's get business out of the way here so we can get on to our subject of the day. First thing is, and by the way, you can find us on Facebook these days, and that's where all the good stuff is. And boy, I was even more prolific this week posting on Facebook than I think I have been in a long time. I didn't count how many things I put up, but it's a lot. So Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. Check it out. Give us a like while you're there. That's important. And then this recall has been posted. It's Carnivore Meat Company issues a recall for one lot of frozen pet food. And it's a frozen raw food, I believe. If that name sounds familiar to you, it's Vital Essentials Frozen Chicken Patties Entree for Dogs. And it was distributed in California, Florida, Georgia, Rhode Island, Texas, and Washington. So if you have it on your shelves, you might want to check it out on Facebook. The recall is up. I posted it yesterday when I got it, so you can get it there. And then, happening today, need a new cat out at Camino. Of course, you've got what, three kitties out at the Camino?
We have four now.
Four now.
We got a new barn cat this summer.
Wow. Okay.
His name is actually Francis.
Francis, wow. Francis. Oh, well, of course. What a great name.
A great cat.
Great cat. All right. Well, if you're interested in new cats, folks, today is the last day at the Humane Society. They're having chubby cats for petite prices. So that means that $1 off per pound on all adult cats. And that goes through today. So if it's a 10-pound cat, you'd get $10 off the $25 adoption fee. So you'd save $10. So if you want to go pick out the biggest cat you can find at the Humane Society. They open at noon today, maybe they open at 11, and they're open until 6 p.m. So,
you know, it always seems like the larger cats seem to be the sweetest. I've always found that to be. I got two at home, and they're the sweetest.
I've had some large ones. I've had some small ones, but I have to say that, well, with my Abyssinians and my one rescue, mine are on the small side, and I happen to have the sweetest cats on the planet. So
yeah, I'm sure
I would
do.
Tend to disagree with that.
I think
sweet cats come in all sizes.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, disregarding
but there,
that.
I remember, you know, on Facebook though, I posted a series of photographs, you know, of different animal pictures and stuff, and animals with kids, and I think the picture that's there, that shows up when you see the post is a big fat cat laying next to a baby, so it's really cute. So there's some fat cats in that one.
That is a good one.
So anyway, chubby cats for petite prices at the Humane Society today, from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Alrighty, I think we have covered the business that we need to cover, so we can get started. And I am just delighted to have you, Zach and Haley, in the studio, and because I've felt so inspired in knowing the two of you. And when I was thinking about the show and what we'd be talking about today, I thought that there's really kind of two big areas that I want to cover. And the first, of course, is the Ananda Farm and all of that, and what it's all about and everything that you do and the story behind all of that. But the other big part, for me anyway, is the two of you. Because I am just so impressed. And it is kind of mind-boggling to me to kind of fathom how the two of you have become so grounded in your path in this lifetime at such a very young age. And of course, I thought back, well, I've known all my life I was here to do animal stuff and have always been focused on that, but I was not nearly as disciplined as the two of you at your ages. And so I want to cover both territories today, but I kind of want to start getting to know the two of you, because I've been curious for a long time about your path together and how you got where you are. And just because everybody can't be sitting right here in the studio with us and see you two, I think of you, of course, because I doubt the two of you were probably alive when we were throwing coins in that toll booth on 520, because we are at least a couple generations ahead of you, because I think it's fair to say, and you told me it's okay, that you're in your 20s. And to me anymore, that's really young. And so many people are not focused at all at that age. But the two of you obviously are kindred spirits. And I guess before I go any farther, I mean, you did something really special. Just I kind of alluded to the fact that you were out of town for a while, but you guys were gone for almost a month. And weren't you down in California and then Baja? And wasn't there a wedding involved down there? So congratulations are in order.
Thank you.
Yeah. And December 3rd.
December 3rd. Yep. And you got married down in Baja?
Down in Baja.
And some beautiful pictures up on Facebook and stuff that I saw. It looked like it was really beautiful weather, was it?
It was a beautiful day, and it was just very sweet, simple ceremony with my brother and his wife and just a handful of friends down in the Baja.
And then you're going to do it again for us up here, right? And that's in March. You're going to have an official wedding, because we couldn't have them not get married in front of everybody up here. So,
and that will be on March 20th, the equinox.
Oh, all right. Oh, on the spring.
Spring
equinox.
Is that
the spring equinox? Yeah.
And also Palm Sunday.
Well, wow, that's going to be a really powerful day. And I hope you're doing it late enough in the are you doing it around service time or
in the afternoon after service?
Oh, good, because if it's, I don't think it'll be the last Sunday of the month, and that's when, you know, I take that Sunday off to come to temple. So this way I'll be able to do the show and then boot scoot up to the temple and be there.
Perfect.
How fun is that? So anyway, congratulations for being married now, and then we'll look forward to doing it again officially in March. How fun.
Thank you.
All right, so speaking of that, you just got married. How long have the two of you known each other?
We've known each other for almost 7 years, been together for about 6 years.
And how'd you meet?
Through friends. We were both living in San Francisco. I was in school and he was working. And yeah, through friends, we met each other and became friends right away. And then about a year later, we got together. And then 3-4 months later, we started working together, and we've been working together ever since.
So that would be, you would be early in your 20s then at that time. Mm-hmm. Did you already, both of you, kind of have a love for like Mother Earth and gardening, farming sort of stuff? I mean, has this always been part of the two of you?
Interestingly enough, we met in San Francisco, and I was in finance, and she was working on her degree in philosophy. So,
oh, okay. So, that's what I really wanted. Interesting.
Since
finance and philosophy.
Right. So, we were kind of on a different path at that time, but we've, you know, reflected a lot. And as children, you can remember these samskaras or these things you come into this world really feeling strongly about. And I think we both had those as children, and then you kind of get swept up into the world. And really, when we came together, it kind of became a path of self-discovery with each other and in ourselves, where we kind of rediscovered nature and really our love for life. And that was...
Oh, neat. And of course, getting involved with Ananda and the farms, Ananda, of course, would be our spiritual path. Is that something that the two of you discovered together, or were you already both pretty spiritually grounded when you met?
No, not at all spiritually grounded, I would say. My mom introduced me to Ananda and gave me a copy of the Autobiography of a Yogi by Yogananda. And I read that and then went to Ananda Village, and we both kind of were discovering it around the same time.
And then it worked
for both of us, so that was great.
And I would say we were really in a phase of actively searching. I remember a shared thought a lot was, you know, what is real? What in this world is real? And we were really looking for something to sink our teeth into and to start dedicating ourselves to. So when we found Ananda, we were actually living in the Sierra Mountains at the time, and it was really heart-opening experience.
Well, it seems to me, I remember, and I don't know if it was just been chatting with you, you know, casually, or whether I've heard, and it might be at some of the events or gatherings at the farm, and you may have spoken about yourselves, but at some point before, you know, the Ananda Farm and so forth, didn't you guys really start to get into more working with the earth and doing stuff? And I think you went off somewhere for lengths of time. And
we did. We met in the city and lived in cities for a little while, and then we moved up to the high country in the Sierra Mountains, and that totally awakened in us our love for nature and our desire to steward the earth. And we would see, we were up in the Sierras just outside of Fresno, and we would have to come down into the Central Valley and see what agriculture looked like and see what we were doing to the earth to get our food. And then we'd go back and we'd go back up to the National Forest, and it was just harmonious and full of life. And we really thought that we can do this differently, and we need to build a bridge from what we're experiencing up here to how we're growing our food. And so it was really living in the nature that inspired us to want to grow food and to want to do it in a more respectful way.
So when you were saying that, you know, look, you would go down and see the farming going on, you're talking about traditional farming techniques and how that isn't necessarily that great for the earth or the food that we're growing or eating and all of that sort of stuff. So way back when, then, you were wanting to do it differently. And I at that point... And I'm curious about when you say you're up in the high Sierras and you said you're back up to the forest, were there houses and neighborhoods and stuff, or you were out in the middle, literally out in the middle of the forest?
We
or
were
what?
Campground hosts
and
did maintenance in campgrounds.
Oh, okay, okay.
So we just saw vacationing campers all the time and picked up trash and cleaned toilets, and it was beautiful.
Wonderful. And that was in the National Forest. And so were you actually growing things there? Or is that just where the spark started?
We might have goofed around a little bit and tried to sow some seeds, but really it was after the second season that we kind of reached a resolve in ourselves. We're going to have to come off the mountain at some point and learn how to farm. And so, you know, just about as soon as we had that thought, a farmer showed up at one of the campgrounds we were at, and he was a biodynamic farmer, and it was really cosmic. And we sat down and played a domino game with him and our other friend, and we knew when we leave the mountain this season, we'll go to his farm, and we kind of started to learn from there.
All right. Well, we're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the first time in this hour, and then as we continue, we'll find out where the journey led. So it sounds like you were off to a farm, and we'll find out how they all evolved, and then the story of how the farms manifested up here is pretty incredible. I still... I'm amazed at what y'all have done. So we'll find out more. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues. Zach and Haley Abbey from the Ananda Farms in Camino Island are here. And we will continue with our discussion straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Feed your mind and your body and spirit will follow. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. You can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And you heard about the great new pro supplements. They've got great supplements for dogs, cats, horses, or dogs, cats, and ferrets. Check them out at www.newprosupplements.com. And then, of course, our friends Jude and Paul Ponton at Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. Check them out at whispering-dragon.com. And check out my favorites. They're sound portals. Remember, they're the harmonic energy shifters, and they are the experts. And they've got great little downloads you can get on their website that will help bring really wonderful energy into your environment. They've got one for grounding, one for abundance, one for tranquility, and one for joy. And they really are delightful. So check them out at whispering-dragon.com. And if you'd like to make an appointment for an in-person session or remote session, you can give them a call at 206-706-2836. All right, we are back to our subject at hand, which are at the moment Zach and Haley Abbey, the caretakers of the Ananda Farms on Kamano Island and the Ananda Farms. We were just establishing that at such a young age, how Zach and Haley got onto their path, and kind of we left off, you two were both feeling a desire to get into to growing food and doing it a better way, and then a farmer crossed your path. And then so off you went to the farm. How long were you on the farm with this guy?
We were there for a couple months, and Haley actually left about a month into it to go start her yoga teacher training at Ananda Village in California. And so again, the paths of farming and Ananda kind of started commingling.
Yeah, because Ananda Village in California, we've talked about that before when we did the show on the Living Wisdom Schools, and the Ananda Village is huge, but they have a lot of farming and agriculture going on as a part of that community, do they not? And you, of course, know more about that than I do, because I haven't had the blessing yet of being able to go. Did you actually live at Ananda Village for a while, or...? Just
we've been there a couple times for about a month at a time, and we're about to go back for 3 weeks for another program. Looking forward to that. But they do have a lot of agriculture happening there. They grow vegetables, and they have some dairy cows, dairy goats, and then just a few other individuals kind of that have larger gardens and do various things.
So you've felt inspired there, and of course, and Haley, I think you still do teach yoga and do, you know, the hatha yoga, the physical body stuff.
Yes, I do. I teach once a week right now at the farmhouse.
Oh, all right. Now, are the classes, speaking of that, that you teach yoga at the farm on Camino, are those classes open to the public?
Yes, they are.
Oh, cool.
So the schedule is posted on our website, but right now it's on Tuesdays at 6 o'clock in the evening.
All right. And you said for anyone that says, oh, boy, website, what website are you referring to?
Our website is www.anandafarms.com.
AnandaFarms.com.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And so the yoga classes are listed there?
Yes, they are.
Excellent. That's great. So now we've got you down in California. You're living around the Ananda Village area. Haley, you're doing yoga at Ananda Village. And then when was there just some awakening that this was your calling and you guys wanted to do farming as a career or
I think we
life
knew
work?
In the mountains we just had an intuitive feeling that that was what we were supposed to do, and then it really came together with Ananda in the Seattle community up here. They had been already looking for farmland, and we were involved a little bit. My mom was a part of the community. And
so that's how your connection up here.
Yes.
Because your mom lives up here.
Yes, and I grew up here.
And you did grow up here, Haley. And where did you grow up, Dad?
St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's my parents lived there right after they were married in St. Louis for a little while. All right. So I remember, you know, several years ago when, after becoming a member of Ananda, that we were looking for farmland and so forth, because Ananda wanted to do a farm and the CSA, expand the CSA and so forth, because they were already growing vegetables and so forth at the Linwood community.
That's right.
Of Ananda, but we're running out of space and so forth. And then I remember hearing through the grapevine that, well, there's those wonderful kids up here, you know, the Zach and Haley that around that want to run the farm. And it's amazing to me that the Ananda organization in general, the incredible power of manifestation that Ananda has, because it's kind of like they put out the concept or the idea, maybe it's building the temple or the yoga hall that's just almost complete now, or the farm. And they just decide to do it, and then all of a sudden, it's like, boom, all this stuff just happens. The synchronicity is amazing. And it's kind of like you were talking about when you said, well, we're interested in farming and all of that, and then the farmer crosses your path. It really, divine guidance is really incredible. So I remember, you know, there was quite a search going on for the property to do the farm and all of that, and they weren't finding anything, and every time they found something, then the testing of the dirt and all of that didn't work out, and then there's one deal that fell through. And I remember in the grapevine, it's kind of like, well, but we gotta find a farm, because we don't want to lose Zach and Haley. And up at that point, you know, I hadn't met you and didn't know who you were, but I knew that there was all this energy circulating around Zach and Haley, because they wanted to be farmers. And of course, it all worked out beautifully, because the Camino property came up. And how long ago was it when the first Camino property was purchased by Ananda?
Just over 3 years, so we're coming into our fourth season now.
Yeah, and that's what blows me away, because it's only been, you know, 3 years since that property was purchased, and kind of describe that first property, what it's about.
It's a magnificent place, really. It's nothing like a conventional farm, in that we were really looking for a balanced piece of land that had forest on it and had a lot of the nature element still present. So when we saw this property, we could actually tell from the Google map overhead that it was ideal in a lot of ways. And it's about, the first initial property was about 10 acres with a few acres of hillside on both sides and an open valley that runs through the middle. So really conducive to...
And a house.
And a house, a farmhouse, yeah.
Farmhouse. Go ahead, Kath.
And where is the farm located on the island?
It's on the south end of the island. So when you come in, you on Kameno, you come in on the north side, and it's probably about 20 minutes south down East Kameno from there.
Yeah, and that property is, it really is, it is a combination, like you said, because there's a lot of trees, but there's the open area in the middle, and that deal did work out to buy that farm. And then it wasn't too long after Ananda acquired that farm, the adjacent property became available, and that also is now part of the Ananda farm. So tell us about that property.
So six months after we were at the first property, the one next door went for sale, and we were, yes, able to get that. And it is more open, had horses living on it, so a lot of fenced-in pasture. And so that pointed right away to animals.
Yeah.
And so I think it was in our first year. I think after we'd been there about a year, we got alpacas for that piece of property.
So now the Ananda farm, it was really nice at this property. They were right adjacent to each other. So now it's all part of the whole. And so there was a house on the new piece as well. And how many acres now altogether?
That was about another 5 acres. So there's around 14 and a half acres total.
And two houses.
And two houses. And we did find people for the other house and... In addition to the alpacas for the pastures.
So, yeah, so now the farm works. It's amazing. So you're doing all the farming with the vegetables and so forth and fruits and all of that. But you have a farm dog, that Tulsi, who does his work. And then you say now 4 cats now. And we've got chickens and ducks, I think.
Yes, we have one duck and about 24 chickens.
And then the bees. There's a big bee operation.
We have probably, I think, 5 hives now. We started doing the bees our first year ourselves and then quickly realized we wanted somebody who knew what they were doing.
Oh, really?
So we work with a beekeeper on the island, Cat's Paws Bees. Ah. He's been doing our bees for the last 2 years, and we had a great honey harvest this year that was totally humane and happy bees, Washington bees. So,
all right. And when you say that he does your bees, what does that mean? That he does all the caring for the bees and so forth?
He's our bee caretaker for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, builds his own hives.
All right.
And overwinters them as Washington bees. A common theme with the bees is that they come up from California, and so it's a really big deal to get bees that can actually overwinter and live in Washington and then come out of it in the spring and be a healthy, happy hive. And so he's been working on this for year after year and really breeding these Washington survival bees.
All right, because there's all the colony collapse syndrome and all of that going on. Have you had any issues with that, and do we have problems with that in this area?
It's a big problem anytime you get new bees that are coming kind of from the more commercial production bee facilities, because so much of them are treated, you know, from the time they come into this world, they're treated with different chemicals and different things. So when you try to transition them back to a natural beehive, that can be challenging.
But that's what you guys are doing.
That's what we have at the farm, correct, yeah.
And so there's a difference between natural bees and not. I had no idea.
I think we've got the best honey going.
You're going to have to get our beekeeper on here, and he'll tell you all about it.
Well, I've actually done a couple of shows. It's been a number of years, because I got a wasp guy and then a bee gal, but it's been several years since we've done a show, and it's the first I've heard about, natural Washington bees as opposed to, what the other opposition is, I'm not quite sure. the chemical bees or whatever. But that would be a fascinating discussion to have because your bees are thriving.
Right. They're doing
well. They certainly
yeah.
were the summer when I was out there,
yeah.
and seeing them in the lavender fields is really, really special because they're everywhere.
They've got a huge presence at the
yeah.
farm.
And of course, the farm, the honey, I've sampled that, is really, really good. And then you mentioned that you have alpacas now and are getting quite a herd going. How many
yes,
alpacas have you got at this point?
We have 12 alpacas.
And didn't you have the first baby alpaca?
Our first baby, a baby alpaca, is called a Kriya.
A Kriya, yeah.
So we have one Kriya, and now we have 7 girls and 5 boys.
Oh, how wonderful. How wonderful. And I just have been so amazed in watching the process from the idea of having the Ananda Farms and then actually going through the process of manifesting that farm and then watching the synchronicity happen and how, I mean, you would think with everything that you guys have got going on that you guys have been doing this for years and years and years, but it really hasn't been that long. So right away, you both moved in, you know, to the first farmhouse and the first property, and then the second one was acquired. How does it kind of work? Because you're not the only ones that live there, but you're the caretakers of the farm and what I kind of call like the lead farmers. But there's 2 houses on the property, and you said you found the people. So how does it work with the folks that are there?
It's been as much a part of the process as anything is the people and trying to kind of magnetize the right people to be out there and find the right fits and people who have some real inspiration that they can tune into and help the farm grow in different ways. And so we kind of had that happen with Haley's mom, who has come out and just been she loves tomatoes more than any person I've ever met.
Uh-huh.
And we call her the Tomato Mata, but she grows thousands of tomatoes every year for us. And Dakshina, who moved out, was it last year?
She's one of the Ananda Nayaswamis.
Right, she's a minister, and who had previously been living in in Linwood and at the temple in Bothell. And she has really started leading the fiber operations. And so with the alpacas, we're able to shear them once a year and get a lot of fiber. And she's made everything from hats and scarves to meditation rugs and little mala bags. And so
they're just beautiful.
So it's been really fun to have more people come on board and then really try to get everybody tuned in their own ways to their own inspirations and also to help it just grow with all the basic needs because we have our everyday chores.
So you guys live in the original house, and then I remember hearing that the plan was that people could rent out rooms in the houses and live on the property. And so, I guess my first question is, is there a full house now at the farm? Or is there room for anyone else to join the family, so to speak?
This summer, actually, we got to full capacity in both houses. So we
really?
Have 3 okay. residents in each house. And that kind of takes care of all the rooms. We've kind of played with the idea of hosting summer interns and having more camping type situations. That's something we're still working on and trying to evolve. But I'm very happy right now to have full houses and have a complete team.
And then, they are all the people living there in the houses, are everyone members of an Ananda community?
Yes.
So that's kind of just worked out well that way.
Yes.
And then does everybody participate in running and helping with the farm?
Yeah, everybody yeah. has a role. Everybody has some way to contribute to the farm to varying degrees, depending on, like Dakshina still serves at the temple, but she mm-hmm. still does a lot of the farm. So everybody comes and finds their role and has their own specialty.
And then it works out when you guys travel, like you were gone for about a month, that everybody else then kind of takes over and covers the bases. Of course, you traveled in the winter time, which is the least working time of the year on a farm, I imagine.
Yeah. Right, but as you know, with animals, they still need everyday love and care.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, I'm looking at the clock here. We're going to take another time out here to take care of our advertisers, and then we will continue, Zach and Haley Abbey. The caretakers of the Ananda Farms on Camino Island are here in the studio, and we will continue our discussion with them, find out more about the farm. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook. Do you want the absolute best health for your beloved dog or cat? Of course you do, which is why you must know about Heaven and Earth's 100% Chinese herbal health powders for kidney and bladder health, infections, digestive issues, allergies, skin problems, increased immune, joint and circulation health, and much more. You need it? They got it. Visit healmypet.info for a free guide to helping your furry friend. Don't delay. Visit healmypet.info today. That's healmypet.info.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Body, mind, and spirit. Alternative Talk 1150 covers it all.
Hey, yo, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're on the downside of the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. I want you to be sure and check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage. They've got a beautiful campus on Vashon Island now, and if you have an interest in becoming an animal massage therapist or learning from them, you don't necessarily have to go to Vashon, because they've got great distance learning via the internet and so forth. And then they have campuses all over the world now. So check them out, www.nwsam.com. And then also our Heaven and Earth Chinese Herbs for You. Tia and David Akrish are doing a phenomenal job with their Chinese herbs for humans and animals. You can find their Chinese herbs for humans and in most Hagen stores, and you can find the full line of all the animal stuff at Earth Pet in Issaquah. Check them out at healmypet.info, and it's a great get started package for you there, and a lot of free and wonderful information. And if you'd like to talk to Tia and find out what herbs are best for your animal or your needs, you can give them a call at 888-649-2182. That's 888-649-2182. And check them out at healmypet.info. All righty. We are back with Haley and Zach Abbey from the Ananda Farm on Camino. And I myself was just totally amazed at your dedication and how quickly things came together at the farm. Because I remember that first property was purchased. You know, we had, blessing and a gathering, and I remember a big meeting in the house of lots of Ananda members and kind of idea shopping in terms of what does everybody want on the farm and big lists everybody's writing and because this was not a farm that you purchased. This was like a this was like a private property, and I think the only thing that was there on the property when you started was the lavender. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
And then it was like you turn around and all of this stuff is just happening, but it really is because you guys put this all together so quickly, and you're not necessarily doing traditional farming. So what has evolved up here up at Ananda? What have you guys created?
Well, I think one thing you mentioned that it feels like it's happened really fast, and I think we feel like that too. And I think it's because it's a part of the Ananda community, and it's because of the community aspect that things have been sped up. We've talked about if we started something by ourselves on our own, it would have gone much slower. Mm. There wouldn't have been the motivation, the people to help, all these people saying, well, we want to do all of these things, and that kind of driving force of speeding things up. So I think the community has played a huge role in, even though maybe it wasn't the whole community out there with the shovels, that energy was still with us.
Yeah. But so you've got obviously there wasn't everybody living out there that is there now. Originally, it was just really the two of you, right? And then so that other community members and stuff came up to help get things going.
We had some work parties to get started there, and then I think initially there was a farm team where there was four or five of us that were actively meeting and trying to at least make a plan and figure out what the priorities were. And then kind of as time went on, we really fell into some, I guess you could say, styles or methods of farming that we were really drawn to and have continued to do and grow upon and have been able to make a lot of connections actually in and around the island. And that's been one of the biggest boons is that, you know, really trying to expand our community to include everybody who is in harmony with us. And so everybody from our local arborist and the beekeepers that I mentioned, we would, and the local cafe who we sell our vegetables to. It's just the more people that we kind of interact with and find friends with, it's amazing how we can feed each other and things
can
really grow.
So there's a whole community up on the island.
Certainly we feel that way where we've got a lot of friends that have kind of come out and supported us and even helped us with everything at our farm suppers. We have a local chef who comes in almost everyone and runs the kitchen. So things that we wouldn't be able to do necessarily by ourselves, we've found people that can.
Well, and one of the things that surprised me is because I live out in farm country, you know, in the Monroe Salton area, and there are lots of farms out there. And, you know, when I drive by, you see all the rows of the different stuff that they're growing and with typical farm. But that's not what you see when you come to the Ananda farm, because you guys have evolved into doing it differently. So what's different about what you guys do at the Ananda farm?
We are unique in that way. We do not own a tractor. We do not till our gardens. We dig permanent beds. So every year we've been able to create more garden beds. And the soil that we started with was very rocky, sandy, not highly rated as far as farm soil goes. But we knew that working with Mother Earth, we could together create healthy soil that would grow nutritious food. And so we hand dig all of our beds. We do a lot of sheet mulching, which is basically just layering different types of organic material on top of the existing soil and then letting the earth do what it does best. It's going to break all those things down and it's going to build the soil. So we always think of, we're feeding first the soil and first the life in the soil, and we're giving it food. And that's what the soil is. The soil is a living organism. Uh-huh. And so we're trying to honor that. When you till, there's a lot of destruction that happens to the life in the soil. And so we are constantly thinking of giving back. What can we give back to the soil? In the fall, when we are, the plants have kind of moved through their cycle, everything gets chopped up and left right in place. It's not taken away to a pile. Everything gets to stay right where it was. So anything that came out of the soil gets to go right back into it.
Uh-huh. And you don't need a tractor or rototiller and stuff to do that, huh?
Thank goodness, no.
Well, because I'm thinking about, you know, when I had a garden in the city, you know, and the first thing you do every city was go rent a rototiller and till it all up. But that is actually not necessarily a good thing to do to the earth. Is that what you're saying?
Well, we've kind of taken our cue from nature and the trees on this one, and how every fall what we see with our deciduous trees and even our grasses that fall back down is they cover the earth. And mm-hmm. so within nature, we see the healthy soils get covered in the fall. And so that's one of our biggest, I would say our single biggest strategy for gardening is to mulch the soil. And so we found that any organic material works for us, wood chips, hay from another farm on the island, leaves, grass clippings, anything that we apply in the fall has a chance to break down and build the soil and feed it over the winter, because the soil really comes alive in the winter when the things die back. Above the ground.
Well, and is this a method of farming that you learned somewhere, or is this something you guys are creating as you're going?
We've had inspiration. One of the books that we read when we were up in the Sierra Mountains was One Straw Revolution by Fukuoka, and he was a Japanese natural farmer, and he began developing a system of no-till agriculture. And so there's...
So that's where the idea came from?
He's probably our single biggest inspiration as far as farming goes. But there's also the permaculture movement, which is also harmonious with Fukuoka's principles. And that's the idea is that it's a permanent agriculture. You have permanent things that you do not cut. You know, like if you have trees in your garden bed, you're not going to till because you're going to disturb the roots. So when you have more permanent structures in your garden and on your farm, you don't come through and disturb the soil in the same way.
Now, it's also fascinating to me that, well, like there is a big lavender field and all the lavender's in one place, but around that, it isn't like, you know, you got, well, rows of broccoli and rows of lettuce and then rows, well, of different stuff. It's kind of everything's out there together. So how does all that work?
It's all a big experiment, and so sometimes it feels better than others.
Sometimes it doesn't work.
Sometimes it doesn't work. Yeah, we learn often when it doesn't work, actually. But we have a very liberal seeding ideology, and so we tend to, and this, especially in the spring, as we can kind of start to rake the mulch back and open up some of the beds, they're generally always weed-free. If you put down enough mulch, you don't have to weed. And I think that's something that if people were aware of, they would be much more inclined to not till and awaken all those dormant weed seeds.
Uh-huh.
But we will rake back our mulch and kind of make our seed mix ahead of time and just do some scatter seeds.
You're looking at me.
Yeah.
Actually, I do have something to add in terms of good soil. It's not only nutritious, but it's also really helps the environment in a couple of really profound ways. One, it retains water better, and that's really important in drought areas. And the other really important thing is that it absorbs carbon dioxide. And as we're finding out with a lot of factory agricultural farming, it's dead soil. And that dead soil does not absorb CO2. And as a result, we're dealing with greenhouse gases. So another reason to go organic and treat your dirt good, because we have a lot of very unhealthy dead soil in the world today.
And it's not dirt until it comes in the house.
Oh,
it's soil
yeah.
outside.
Yep, yep.
Oh, okay. Yep. All right. Yes, it's
But to treat it with respect and have it in harmony, and as you suggest, mulch, it's something that's been happening for years. Why would we get off that track? Well, unfortunately, commercial factory farming in the agriculture space is more concerned about profits than they are about taking care of the planet. That's my 2 cents worth. That's all I got.
It's a great point, actually, and really goes back to what we experienced when we were in the Central Valley. And when you see topsoil flying away from the work of the tractors and for miles upon miles.
That's right. You see the dusty dirt.
You see it happening, and there's no trees. There's no stability left in the soil, and it's really... We have to get back to a place where we're taking care of ourselves and the earth.
Well, Mike, you're doing kind of a little agricultural thing around in the city.
It's a work in progress.
Yeah, because what you were putting in rain barrels and stuff.
Well, I've done that, and I started to shift, and I was going to go to a drought-friendly environment and rip up my lawn. I'm still rethinking that, so obviously I've paused now, and we'll re-engage that later this year.
All right, but you were talking about growing some vegetables and stuff.
Yeah, I did create beds and did a lot of work around the house, so I'm able to do that. And I did replace the parking strip. The parking strip is now a bed, and something will go in there in the spring.
All right.
I belong, and I think we're probably going to talk about it later, but to a CSA in Seattle, so I have to offset what I get there from what I need, and I'm just delaying it. I'm not thinking about it right now, but I'll be thinking about it in a couple of months.
All right. Well, we have talked our way through the first hour of the show today. So we're going to close out hour number one, fire up hour number two. Haley and Zach Abbey, the lead farmers and caretakers of the Ananda Farm on Camino Island, are my guests. And we are spending the day talking to them, finding out more about the farm and more details to come. And especially, you got to hear about the Ananda CSA because it's really special, and the farm suppers. Who? Kathy says she wants to go to all of them. So anyway, stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.